When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Joining us on the program now, ahead of the Suns game, is a man that really, in his fifth season of AFL football, is showing that he belongs. And I'll throw that to him in a moment. But joining us is Bailey J. Williams from the West Coast Eagles. Bailey, thanks for your time.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, good to be here.
Now, I've got to ask you a question. You may not want to answer it, okay? But there's a lot of people like Jay-Z. We don't know what Z stands for. There is Michael J. Fox. We don't know what J stands for in his name, that initial. I don't know what J stands for in your name. Can you disclose it, or is it a bit of a like a pop performer where it's very secretive?
No, mate, I'm happy to disclose this. Yes, no, it's just me. It's just my middle name. So Jai. There's another Bailey Williams in the league. So for whatever reason, they've added the J in the record. So I'm happy to roll with it though.
So it's Jai. What J-Y?
J-A-I.
Oh, J-A-I. There you go. That is a first, Bailey. That is a first because everywhere I've looked, all they've got is your initial of J. So there you go. Yeah. There's a bit of a big story. It might be the back page of the West Australian tomorrow.
Fun fact.
Terry Jelly, you'll have to knock Harley Reid off the back page. He's been there for about 35,000 times. Can you believe the euphoria around him?
Mate, I think he deserves all the hype. I think it is crazy the amount of attention that he is getting. But, I mean, he deserves it all. But you can't help but feel for him when he's on the back page every week.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? We're going to talk about you in a moment, but what's he been like around the club? Has he a few players taking the mickey out of him?
Mate, we try not to. He's a ripping bloke. He's been really good around the footy club, mate, and we're just here to support him. So, we're not taking the piss or anything. He's been good.
You've been good as well. I tell you what, Scotty Cummings is part of our broadcast team. He loves the way you play footy. After all, you had a pretty good 2023. You finished sixth in the John Worsfold medal count, and you're an emerging talent. But it is your fifth season of AFL action at the West Coast Eagles, and it looks like now that you belong. Do you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. Like I was happy with my season last year and got a lot of games under my belt. I was able to play every game and now coming into this season, I feel good. I turned 24 the other day, so I'm still coming into my prime as a ruckman. I'm still probably on the younger end of things. But I'm starting to feel really good and confident in my body, mate, and it's been enjoyable to get a couple wins.
It's interesting, actually. I just noted that you turned 24 the other day. You share your birth date with the man that we've been talking about, Harley Reid.
With none other than Harley Reid, yes.
Did they bring the two birthday cakes in at the club?
Yeah, no, it was a bit flat, mate. We didn't get a birthday cake, so that wouldn't go too well with the skin fold.
Fair enough. Well, originally you featured in the Ingles lineup as a backup ruckman behind Nick Natanui, the big athletic big man. Of course, he's retired, and all of a sudden, for a bit of cover for you, the club recruited former GWS ruckman Matt Flynn, and he went down, so it's been left to yourself. Have you enjoyed the added responsibility again in 2024?
Yeah, I have, mate. Like, obviously not ideal. I'd love for Flinny to be up and going and playing alongside each other, but, mate, it is what it is. And, you know, as you said, I've done it before, so, that's just the way things went, and I'm happy just to be playing footy.
You seem to like to take a mark, and you took an absolute beauty last week against Fremantle, and you've taken a few speckies in your time. We like the play. You're certainly an aggressive footballer. You play it with passion, and you're not too scared to throw a bit of caution to the wind, like going for a big mark like you did on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's. I think it's one of the good parts of the game, and it's always been something I've liked to do, throw myself at the ball and my aerial marking. It's, you know, I've got a forward background, and I like to play a little forward. So I guess that's just one of my strengths, is flying at the footy, and I'm glad that they're starting to stick. So, yeah.
Mm. Let's go back to last Saturday night. Is it now a thing of the past, or are you still talking about it inside the club walls as you look ahead to a game against the Suns on Sunday?
Nah, yeah, we're pretty good at moving on. You know, as you know, the weeks go by pretty quick, and, you know, we can't, you know, we're not doing laps of honour and all that stuff. We enjoy the win, and then we've got a big task against Gold Coast, so we're pretty quick to move on. But there's certainly a good feeling around the footy club, but we're trying to stay humble.
When it was over and you had time to reflect on the game, did you actually say to yourself, how good were we? We didn't expect to win by that margin against a side that had, in the first five rounds of the season, had been going okay. We as commentators were surprised. Were you as players surprised by the end result?
Matt, honestly, I don't think we're super surprised. We know what we can do when we play team footy. You know, we like to go in every week thinking that we can put up a good fight and win. And I guess to get it done, you know, 2 weeks in a row, you know, we're happy. But, yeah, we like to think we can win every week, but obviously that's not going to happen. So, I wouldn't say we were surprised. Yeah, we're just happy.
It was just a completely different West Coast Eagles to the one we've expected and seen over the last few years. As I mentioned at the top of the chat, you've been there now. This is your fifth season. So there's been some dark times. Do you see a bit of light now at the end of the tunnel based on what you produced to your fans on Saturday?
Oh, definitely. I think so, yeah. You know, the belief has always been there, but, you know, we're not shying away from that. Yeah, we've had some rough times, and them rough times just make these wins even more valuable for us. So, yep, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, mate, but, you know, we've still got a long way to go, and we'll keep getting to work.
So what's the plan, Bailey J, when Matt Flynn is fit and comes back into the side?
Yeah, well, the plan leading into the season was going to mean that I played a little bit more forward and come up and played that second ruck role, similar to how Freo have used Jackson and Darcy, maybe a little bit similar to that. But, look, I guess we'll get to that when it comes to it. But at the minute, I'm just taking it week by week.
And during training, of course, you do the ruck work. You've got the midfielders and the people that are in the centre square working together. And one of those is Harley Reid. Have you been able to get the communication happening with the sixth gamer?
Oh, definitely. He's a very talented player, so I'm doing my best to try and form a connection and get as many hits down to him, mate, because, you know, if I can put it in his area, I'll let him do the rest. And along with all our other mids there, I'm lucky to be surrounded with heaps of talent in there, you know, Elliot Yeo, Tim Kelly, all the likes. They're amazing players, so, yeah, I'm very lucky.
And just a couple of final questions, Bailey. It's interesting you mentioned a couple of experienced players there, and that's what Adam Simpson's been saying, is that the experienced players have come to the party again. You mentioned Elliot Yeo, the Glendenning Allen medalist last week, Tom Barris, who's got a big night tomorrow night at the Tribunal, and then going forward, even defend, of course, McGovern and the others that certainly have been senior players, Jack Darling for many, many years. They all seem to be invested in playing good football for the club and bringing the young players along.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been great, and, you know, they've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, it's so valuable to have players like that around the footy club, not only for their strengths on game day, but for guidance for the younger guys. You know, we've got a good balance of youth and experience now, so the more us young guys and the, you know, the new draftees can pick their brains, you know, the further we're going to go. So, no, it's very good.
Always played footy from a young age. I think you came from the Frankston area, didn't you, in Melbourne?
Yeah, I grew up on the Mornington Peninsula, so a small town called Bitten down there. So, yeah, always played footy from a young age, mate. As soon as I could sign up for AusKick, I was down there, mate. I always loved it, so, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations. It's interesting, actually, that you made your debut, I think, against Richmond at Carrara Stadium during that COVID year in 2020. And, of course, you returned to the Gold Coast for an important game this weekend. What's the general feeling in the camp? Because the Suns have been a bit unpredictable so far this season.
Yeah, the general feeling's good. They're obviously really talented. They've got a talented list and a new coach and... you know, they're going to be no pushover. We're going to have our work cut out for us. So, mate, the boys are looking forward to getting over there and getting to work, and I'm certainly excited for the opportunity.
Bailey, Jai Williams, thanks for joining us on the program. You're an exciting prospect. You're doing some great things for the West Coast Eagles, and keep taking a few of those hangers. We love them in the commentary box.
Beautiful, mate. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good on you, Bailey. That's Bailey J. Williams joining us here on Sports Day WA. Just before we move away from the West Coast Eagles, their injury report has come out, and two key Eagles big men are making pretty strong progress, while also a midfielder has ticked some of the boxes through the concussion protocols and could be available to play Gold Coast on Sunday. Oscar Allen, by the way, is set to resume running in the near future. Ruckman Matt Flynn, who we spoke to Bailey J about, it was integrated into training today, so there'll be a gradual build-up on his physical loading. Luke Williams, as we know, was subbed out of the game against Richmond after that head knock. He'll be available against the Suns if selected. And it appears, just going through the injury list, Oscar Allen now, knee 5 to 7 weeks, the co-captain. Rhett Bazo with his groin, 4 to 6 weeks. Luke Williams, as I mentioned, will undergo a concussion protocol test. Matt Flynn is likely to return within the next month, 4 to 5 weeks. Elijah Hewitt, unfortunately, post-bye with that foot injury. And Cullen Jameson, with that hamstring, who was a late withdrawal a couple of weeks ago, is still looking at 6 weeks before his return. Give us your thoughts on Harley Reid, likely to be rested this week. Is it the right way to go? 0487 736 736. That's all thanks to the groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Find out more at kia.com.au. On the text machine, we've got Norman Cowell says, "G'day, Pete. They've sent Harley off to finishing school after his remarks made to David Mundy. After only 6 games, I don't think he has the right to be bragging a plus 350 gamer. But that's the youth of today, isn't it? And no respect for their elders." I didn't actually hear the audio regarding Dave Mundy and Harley Reid. Maybe if someone did, they can entertain us a bit on exactly what the dialogue was. But I must admit, Norm, I haven't actually heard it. Hi, Pete. Caroline Wilson thinks she knows everything, like Kane Corns, unless Harley Reid has an injury. Why rest him now when he's going so well? And also, they've had a pretty stable team each week. They can limit his game time if they have to. So that's Lisa of Ellenbrook, which is a fair comment, actually, Lisa. I don't disagree with those comments at all regarding maybe seeing how the game goes, limit his game time if they're in front rather than just resting him now, where, you know, there's a bit of momentum with the West Coast Eagles, and the last thing they want is to go up to the Gold Coast Suns and maybe put up an inferior performance. Harley Reid is such an important player. We've seen that in the last fortnight, and how he's sort of on the back of him, he brings a lot of the other players into the game as well. So we'll wait and see what transpires regarding that. 0487 736 736. Nat Fyfe, we're going to swing towards the Dockers after the break. Nat Fyfe did speak today, and the two-time Brownlow medalist, no doubt reflecting on what was a pretty poor performance on Saturday night, and where to from here as they await the Western Bulldogs here at Optus Stadium on this Saturday night. We're here for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years. Nutrient Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers, and also our friends at Kia. Don't go away. More of Sports Day WA next.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia, the Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.